Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. My name is Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us as well. Lindsay, question in from Graham, and it's quite an interesting one with regards to sort of what happened to him and at Comrades and what's happening now. He said he ran Comrades in 2014 but collapsed from dehydration with just under 3 kilometers to go. He was taken to hospital unconscious. He was there for 3 hours. He says it was unlikely that he would have finished with about 15 minutes to go when he did collapse. As far as training goes, he says he did about 1,050 kilometers from Comrades, or from January to Comrades. He's 41 years old. He says he seems to have made a full recovery. He waited just over 3 weeks after Comrades until he ran again. He did run a 5 kilometer very slowly, which felt very strange, he said, but it is understandable, he supposes. He's also cycled twice, but with no problem, not on consecutive days. He says he set out to do a 10-kilometer run on the 30th of June and only managed about 7 kilometers, as it felt like it was a bit too much. He finally gets to his question. He says it feels like he's not done any running, but it feels like he's starting out again. And he's the day after the 7K, he says his legs were so stiff, he felt like a beginner. What's the story? What's going on with his body?
Look, unfortunately, there's a lot of things that could be wrong with his body. So it's difficult to nail it down. In terms of his actual training for this year's Comrades, just over 1,000 Ks, look, that should still be enough to finish Comrades. So something else has happened on race day, and the fact that he's passed out, you know, that could be related to heat stress, I suppose, but it's, even though it was a warm day, it's unlikely. It could well be related to something like hypernatremia or water intoxication. It could be related to some underlying condition. It could be related to an illness or running with an illness, particularly if if he got sick in the days after the race. So he started the race not knowing that he did, or he had some kind of viral infection. All of those things would lead to the sort of situation he finds himself in now. I mean, if he had an acute virus which led to him passing out, then chances are that he, by that stage, had weakened his immune system to the point where all the cells, the muscles, even potentially the heart, could have been infected by that virus. And that, if that was the case, then it is a really long, laborious process to recover. So clues to that would be if he starts exercising and his heart rate goes really, really high, perhaps even slightly irregular, and that it takes quite a long time to come down, dizziness and shortness of breath when exercising, and certainly that stiffness of the muscles is a potential clue to that too, but would also go into the others, which are far less serious. So, you know, once we completely annihilate ourselves or push ourselves way past the point of no return, you know, to where our body actually needs to shut down to the extent of passing out to prevent us from doing any more damage, to recover from that is a long process. I mean, if anybody's had to go to hospital and have like major surgery, they'll tell you that it takes a long time for their body to recover from the anesthetic and the operation. And this, while not quite as serious, is not totally different to that. So my advice to him would be to start out as a beginner. And if starting out as a beginner is still causing him distress and issues, particularly around really high heart rate, then I would get myself off to a doctor and get checked out. But the stiffness is not unusual in somebody that's basically pushed themselves past the point of no return. And it will take him a few weeks, and he needs to build up like he's a beginner to give himself a chance of doing this without too much discomfort.
Fantastic. Lindsay Perry, thank you so much. And don't forget, if you do get value in these podcasts, we'd really appreciate it if you left us a review and a rating on iTunes. It just takes a couple of seconds of your time, and it helps us grow this podcast and get in front of more eyeballs and eardrums. So if you would do that, we would appreciate it hugely. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.